You're listening to Weird Medicine with Dr. Steve on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. I need some touching.
Weird Medicine contains mature contents that may be offended to some listeners.
Let me write that.
What did I do wrong then? If, you know, your old house is like an oven.
It's Weird Medicine, the first and still only uncensored medical show in the history of broadcast radio, now a podcast. I'm Dr. Steve with my little pal, Cliff Andrews, a.k.a. 49 Cent. Hello, Cliff.
Hello, Dr. Steve.
We also have in the studio Super Android 23, a.k.a. the Moogfest Posse. We've got John, I won't use any last names. Daniel, you might want me to use your last name if you're going to plug something. We've got John on the iPad. Hello, John. Say hello to your fans.
Hey there, guys.
And we have Daniel, who's on the Korg Chaosilator. They're going to be doing music for us today.
How's everybody doing out there?
These are all guys I met at Moogfest. We were supposed to have a bunch of chicks here from Moogfest as well, and now it's just a sausage fest.
Helicopter party, as they say.
Dr. Scott is on sabbatical. Lady Diagnosis, no clue where she is. She was supposed to be bringing a friend of hers, so we'll see. This is a show for people who had never listened to a medical show on the radio or the internet. If you've got a question you're embarrassed to take to your regular medical provider, if you can't find an answer anywhere else, give us a call at 347-766-4323. That's 347.
Poo head.
Very good, Cliff. If you're listening to us live, let's see how much you've been listening. If you're listening to us live, the number is 754-227-3647. That's 754-22-PENIS. Very good. I noticed you picked that instead of 754 bare nip.
I forgot that. I was trying to figure out which one it was.
Of course. We'll have to talk about that later. See why you picked 22 penis over bare nip.
Man, I don't know.
Follow us on Twitter at Weird Medicine, at Lady Diagnosis, at Dr. Scott WM. And Cliff, yours is The Intern or something, right?
WM The Intern.
WM The Intern. Visit our website at weirdmedicine.com for podcasts, medical news, and stuff you can buy. Or go to our merchandise store at cafepress.com/weirdmedicine. Most importantly, we are not your medical providers. Take everything with a grain of salt. Don't act on anything you hear on this show without talking it over with your doctor, nurse practitioner, physician assistant, pharmacist, chiropractor, acupuncturist, yoga master, physical therapist, or whatever. All right. Very nice. Now get ready for the outro in about 30 minutes, you guys. All right. Very nice. That's Super Android 23. I just named you guys that, so...
Dude, that's actually a cool little name there.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that last little groove that was going on too. I felt like I was in like, I don't know, like the club scene of some superhero movie or something. Like Blade's walking through, he's about to cut somebody's head off.
Right, because they always have the sort of movie EDM. I tell you what, we were at Moogfest, and Daniel, I think you were working that. Go ahead, you guys can go ahead and sit. I think you may have been working this one instead of attending it, but that author and Punisher, did you happen to see that guy?
No, I didn't. I was volunteering.
You got to talk into that mic.
Yeah,
though.
Sorry. No, yeah, I was volunteering there, so I didn't really get to go.
This dude, he does heavy metal EDM. It's the only way I can say it. And it's all real industrial. He creates his own controllers. So he's got like this lever that he moves up and down to change the pitch of the electric guitar sound.
Sick, yeah. Wow.
I missed that guy.
Oh my God. Paige and I, you know, we were the only, everybody else was just sort of standing there. I was going out of my mind because I didn't know you could do that, you know, do like a heavy metal version of EDM. He had this thing that looked like it was a lathe. Sort of like a lathe,
right.
The end of a lathe, and then he puts his hand in it, and he goes ping like that, and he moves it forward, and it does the bass drum, and he moves it backward, and he does like the snare or tom-tom. Yeah. It's like, and he's, with this hand. It is the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I am a huge fan.
Were people getting into it like a heavy metal concert?
No, no one. But they were. I mean, ask Paige. She'll tell you.
Okay.
She pointed out to me. She said, "Look around you. Everyone is just standing there, and you're 62 years old, and you're motherfucking everybody." You know.
Actually, I was there for that. Yeah. I do remember.
Talk into the mic, bro.
I do remember that being there that day, actually.
That was awesome.
About it, yeah.
God, that blew me away. So anyway, so we're actually going to a place called The Hideaway tonight. Cliff, you're invited. I sent you an invite to see a band called The Pythia. I know nothing about them other than The Hideaway is supposed to be a pretty cool place.
That's tonight?
So, yeah, it's tonight.
Oh, I'll come.
Okay. All right.
What time does that start?
10.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So we'll be there. So anybody that's listening live, if you're anywhere near Johnson City, Tennessee, that's where we're going to be. Oh, and that is...
come join us.
John, can you go let them in? I think that's Lady Diagnosis.
Yeah,
you'll
see
man.
Statuesque blonde with perfect TTGR. That'll be her. For those who don't know, that's a tit-to-gut ratio. So it is 2018. All right, Harvey, shut the fuck up. But still, fortunately, she's cool with it. If you are going to be shopping at Amazon, please go to stuff.drsteve.com first. That's stuff.drsteve.com. That's your portal from our website to the Amazon site. And we are part of their affiliate program. It really helps keep us on the air. Thank you very much for using that. Also, don't forget tweakedaudio.com, offer code FLUID, FLUID, for 33% off the best headphones and earbuds for the price on the market and the best customer service anywhere. And I hear so many compliments from our listeners who have gone to Tweaked Audio about their customer service, the few times that they actually need, you know, some help.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that they're in Franklin, Tennessee.
Oh, nice.
So we really should go do a remote from there.
Absolutely.
They're really cool. They like us, and we like them, and they're not that far away. And now I understand why they have such great customer service, because, you know, they're born in a state that values hospitality.
That is for sure. You're not going to, I mean, if there's one thing you can guarantee, there's some other guarantees you'll get in Tennessee, but like, but if you're talking to a company...
Yes.
For the most part, sorry, I'm peeking.
That's okay.
For the most part, you're going to get some excellent, you know, good old home fashioned
and they're the best.
Customer service.
They really are the best. Oh, okay. Excellent. Okay, so that must mean that Lady Diagnosis is here and she brought beer.
And ice.
Okay. Well, I have a cooler downstairs. I need that.
She wanted to know if you had one up here.
I don't.
I didn't.
Okay. Yeah, I have an opener. I own a beer store. I have an opener on me 24/7. Here we go. So these are going to be a little bit more looser shows because we've got folks in here. Daniel's never heard the show, I'm sure.
Yeah, so this is my first time really being introduced to the show. And I actually looked it up on YouTube and whatnot.
Oh, you did?
And,
okay.
Yeah, I did. So it's not like I'm going into this completely blind, right?
But that's fine. It's always more fun.
Sometimes that's the better way to do it. Like when you have no preconceived notion.
Do you know DJ Who Kid?
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about? Yeah. So I did a show with him, and he didn't know who the hell I was, obviously. And we were talking about, I don't know, ejaculation or something, and I was using the word splooge and jizz and stuff, and he just said, damn, a doctor who says jizz.
Well, you know, you're just keeping it scientifically correct.
That's
you know,
right.
That's clearly...
layman's terms.
Well, we were best buddies after that. Matter of fact, he and I did a Christmas card together, and I'll show it to you. And it's just me in my tie and DJ Who Kid looking cool as hell, just leaning on me. And it just says, "You my doctor" with an A.
That's actually really cool. That's really cool.
So that's one of my prized possessions. All right. Simplyherbals.net. That's Dr. Scott's website, simplyherbals.net. And don't forget etncomedy.com. We're having an event. Cliff will be there actually performing, and it is August 2nd in a little town called Kingsport, Tennessee, in a amphitheater.
Yes,
behind a place called Allendale Mansion. Now this place holds 1,200 people. When Tim Dillon came, we had 250 show up. It looked like nobody was there. So we really need a lot of people to show up for this. There's going to be craft beer. There's going to be Oh, let Lady Diagnosis in, you guys. Oh, and I have the cooler downstairs, but it's okay. We'll get it in between shows. You look lovely today.
Thank you.
Hello. Hello.
This is John. This is Daniel.
Hi, John again.
Diane, but she goes by Lady Diagnosis. It's a long story. It's an in-joke. Don't worry about it. We used to have a lady die that we made fun of, but now she's in a nursing home. We don't make fun of her anymore. So she used to be the alternate universe Lady Die, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anyway.
They don't care.
They don't care.
It sounds like a cool superhero name. Well, it sounds like it, because I mean, if your superpower is to diagnose people, I mean,
that's right.
But it's a very niche. Like your villains are going to be very specific.
And very few.
It always cracks me up. Like the Flash always has speedsters that he's up against, and you know.
Yeah.
Superman always has invulnerable enemies and stuff. So, yeah, Lady Diagnosis, the superhero, would have people with weird medical problems.
Your arch villain would be House, because right. You never can, you never know.
I love House,
though. Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. I missed that show on the way through. I saw a couple, and I like it, but I don't know. I just never come into it.
That's all right.
I can't watch medical shows because it just reminds me too much of work.
Right.
And they always piss me off because they get everything wrong.
Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy. My wife used to watch that. And it's like these interns are 40 years old. They never get out of internship. They used to hang out in some patient's room that was in a coma. And just hang out there and just talk.
Yeah.
And it's like that is completely inappropriate and would never be allowed. They would be fucking all the time. And, and then one day they're operating on a baby's heart. The next day they're operating on somebody's spine. Those two things, pediatric cardiothoracic surgery and neurosurgery.
It's a really small hospital.
It's all true, Dr. Steve. Yeah. It's on TV.
That show stresses me out, because if I'm to believe Grey's Anatomy, then that means every other week a nurse and or a group of doctors are getting blown up. A patient's going to come in with a grenade in his chest. Like, this is just an everyday thing. I can't watch Grey's Anatomy. It's too stressful.
Yeah.
And I'm not a doctor, though.
Because it is true.
Yeah, this is why I never watched it, you know? I was just like, no.
I don't know. It's been on for like 100 seasons, though. So, I mean, clearly they've...
The main guy died on that. That was
the hot guy.
You guys have got to talk into the mic, though. That's the only thing. Hello. Pull it closer to you if you want to, or get it to where you guys can both sort of share that mic. There you go. Hello. That's good.
There you go.
Okay. Okay. ETNcomedy.com, check it out. And it's August 2nd. It's free. Just show up. It is a Thursday night. And then check out the music scene in the area. If you come, you know, I'll buy you a beer. Just come say hello. And I may be playing music that night if my elbow is the surgery on my elbow is healed enough. So if not, it'll be Mike Milhorn and the Low Expectations. So check out premium.drsteve.com if you're a new listener and you want to go back and listen to old content. We're 13 minutes in, haven't taken a single medical question, so we probably need to do that. No, I apologize
for that. So I didn't miss anything. Great.
No.
All right. Let's see who's been on hold the longest. Area code 503, you are on Weird Medicine. Let's see how this goes.
Hey, Dr. Steve, this is Shannon, Chef Shannon from SimpleKetoForLife.com.
Oh, boy. Nice plug right off the bat. Like excellent. Well, thank you for being here.
No, I'm just saying is that I was invited to call in, and I don't really have any questions, but I do have a couple of comments.
Yes.
Number one is TTGR. What is that about, Lady Diagnosis?
It's nothing. It doesn't mean anything.
Explain it, Dr.
No, it doesn't. Because here's the thing.
When she first started on the show, we would always introduce her as Lady Diagnosis, the woman with the perfect TTGR. And then the whole Harvey Weinstein thing happened. It was like, maybe we probably shouldn't be.
Maybe we should hold off on that.
But then today I couldn't resist.
Well, just you know, I have that and I own that as well.
Oh,
at 53
awesome.
Years old.
Bravo.
Because of keto. As a chef and as a keto tribal person, this is just, you know, I've got there. I've owned it after all these years
that's
of
awesome.
Trying to be someone. What?
We'll give you another round of applause. Yeah. I'm actually glad you called in because, well, for many reasons, it's awesome to have
talk to me.
More women actually call in the show because this tends, not only is the studio a sausage fest,
lots of penis.
I was warned about that. It's like, oh, yeah, there's not a lot of gals that call in.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Let me help you. Help me.
We have our distaff listeners, but... it's a nice change. And also, I am a huge proponent of the keto diet, and this is what's happened. And
right.
If you all are interested in the research on this, I just posted an article on drsteve.com about this effing article where the media went insane, saying that people with high protein diets had an increased risk of heart failure. Now, but that's not what they said. They'd say, oh, you know, people on high protein diets have, you know, are increasing their risk of heart disease and stuff. And what if you read the actual study, it was these people were not necessarily on ketogenic diets. Ketogenic diets have so much data showing that they're beneficial in a lot of ways. But what happens is, they get equated with a high protein diet. Now, if you think, and I'll say my piece, and then I want you to say, and tell me your name again.
Okay, my name is Shannon Llewellyn.
Shannon. Okay, so
Chef Shannon.
So they were equating high protein diets in people's minds with Atkins and ketogenic diets. Now, Atkins would be rolling over in his grave if he knew that people were eating steak and bacon slathered in mayonnaise and cheese and calling that the Atkins diet, because that is not the Atkins diet.
And butter.
Right.
And
butter.
Those people will lose weight, but they'll lose weight because they're malnourished. And the true Atkins diet.
And they'll die early.
Yeah, that's right. I actually read Atkins' book a million years ago, and his diet really was a diet high in green leafy vegetables, and fat is not the enemy. There's a moderate amount of fat in that diet, but a perfect Atkins meal would be a nice spring salad with lots of green leafy vegetables, some cucumbers, whatever, and maybe a piece of grilled salmon. Now, there's nobody, and I've said this 1,000 times on the show, and I keep hammering it home, maybe to ad nauseum, but there's nobody in this world can convince me that that's an unhealthy meal, you know? But that is a perfect, classic Atkins-type meal. So the Atkins... Yeah, go ahead, lady.
So what's the difference between Atkins and keto? I don't know what a keto diet is.
Atkins diets are ketogenic diets. So let me run through the science, and I promise I'll let Chef Shannon talk.
No, by all means.
I'm very passionate about this. So when your body so there's a couple of ways that your body can store energy to convert to usable energy in the cells, right? And one way is to store this stuff called glycogen. Glycogen it's basically a starch. You take a bunch of sugars and you link them together, which is what a potato is, right? It's a bunch of sugars linked together to make a starch. And you can store this glycogen, this molecule, a ton of it is stored in your liver, and then a lot of it is stored in muscle tissue. And when people are marathon runners and they hit the wall, those are people who have run out of glycogen, okay? That's what's going on. And the body can convert it really quickly to energy. Now, when you deplete your body's glycogen stores by not taking in a bunch of carbohydrates, what'll happen is you'll start to burn fat. You have to. Now, you can also burn protein, and that's what you don't want to do. You don't want to start catabolizing your muscles. You want to only burn fat cells. So you have to take in enough protein so that the body doesn't go, oh, I've got to burn these muscles up. And it turns to fat. And then, it turns to the fat cells to produce energy. And when you break up fat cells to produce energy, you're going to produce these things called ketone bodies. And that can be detected in the urine. And it's just a byproduct of breaking down fat for energy. That's all it is. And people will say, oh, well, that's dangerous because of those ketone bodies. There's nothing inherently dangerous about ketone bodies at all. It's just that you will see them in people who have diabetic ketoacidosis. So diabetics, when they present with diabetes, their blood sugar will be 800 and their body is unable to use that sugar, you know, because they don't have any insulin to drive it into the cells. So it's just sitting there and the cells are starving. So the body goes, well, shit, I've got to use something. So now it's going to start burning fat, and then you get these ketone bodies. And so the people, and that's a life-threatening thing. Well, people associate the ketone bodies in diabetic ketoacidosis with the life-threatening nature of diabetic ketoacidosis, but that's just a byproduct. And so ketone bodies themselves, you can be in ketosis your whole life and not, it won't affect you. So anyway, so Chef Shannon, how did you get to, and what I'm going to do is while you're talking, I'm going to pull up my article on drsteve.com, and I can throw out some nice research on why ketogenic diets for some people are very, not only do they lose weight, but it's also beneficial for things like cardiovascular risk and other things. So go.
Right. So no, knock yourself out. So I'm a classically trained chef. I graduated from Le Cordon Bleu in 1997, and I have been chefing and cooking is my life. It's not only part of my childhood, but it's part of who I am today. And I've also grown and raised in Southern California, being afflicted with all these diets and things that women should do and don't so we can keep up with modern society and culture to remain thin and beautiful and all this stuff. And I was part of that. And then I went to culinary school and I realized, hey, food is what it's really all about. How do I figure this out? And how do I make food, you know, the best fuel for my body? And then I also was hired by a magazine to participate in all these different diet trends, South Beach, vegan, vegetarian, and I did all this and I wrote about it. And then they asked me, hey, we want you to do keto. And I had already been a private chef to an NBA team, NBA basketball team in Portland, Oregon. And I had watched the way that they wanted to eat, and I had been providing them food the way they wanted to eat. And I understood that it's about protein, it's about high fat, low carbohydrate. And then they asked me, this magazine said, we want you to do something about ketogenic. And I did. And I loved everything about it. It was real food. I felt great. I lost weight myself personally, but I didn't like the measuring. I didn't like the constant, you know, paying attention to every gram and everything that I ate. And I was like, and I'm not that girl. There's five different levels of ketogenic way of eating. And I picked one for me that was great, that worked perfectly.
Sure.
I'm 53 years old, which means I'm going through all these weird, hippie, trippy changes in life. And I have never felt better. I've never looked better. I've literally turned back my aging clock by about 20 years.
Well, we'll be the judge of that. We need pictures.
I'm more than happy to send you pictures, my darling. Just tell me when and where, and I will do that.
It's just for science. Just for science.
Totally for science.
No, but this is how I base my future focus, is why are American women falling apart over all these millions of different diets when all we have to do is eat real, unprocessed food and avoid certain things that trigger our sugar mechanisms? Because sugar, whether it's potatoes that are converted into starch, which ends up being sugar in our bodies and stored, because we're not as active as we think we are. Truth is, we're not as active as we think we are. And that's basically, you know, what it's all about. And so I started doing this for myself personally. And I started putting myself out there in all these ketogenic Facebook pages. And somebody on the outside, quote unquote, came up to me and said, you know what? You should do this. You should make this a thing. You should make this your life. You should make this your mission. And I was like, all right, well, I'm a chef. And so for me, food is my life. And for someone on the outside to come out and say, this should be your life. This should be your mission.
Right.
People need to hear this. It's kind of like a lazy keto, but it's more than lazy keto. It's about no more processed foods.
Right.
There's a million different frozen foods and all these convenience foods out there that are keto, but they're packed full of chemicals and synthetic additives that are not really part of what a true ketogenic way of eating is. And I refuse to say the word diet, because diet
it's a lifestyle.
Got the word diet in it.
And I,
Right. It's for the rest of your life.
I probably should have asked for the Reader's Digest version of your story, but that's okay. So.
I'm so sorry. I'm just kidding.
This is the first time
I've ever been invited to do something on a national platform.
No, you're fine.
Are you guys national?
Yes. Well, we have the SiriusXM show. We have the SiriusXM show that is international.
Where did she say she was?
We're the only five people listening, but that's okay.
And
you guys are the only ones who want to listen to me right now.
Yeah.
So
no. We're totally into it. Totally into it.
I'm into it.
I'm going to read you something from the European. Me too. I'm going to read you something from the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition. This is not some bullshit medical journal. This is a real journal, and an international journal. And it just, I'm just going to read a portion of one of their conclusions. It says, recent work over the last decade or so has provided evidence of the therapeutic potential of ketogenic diets in many pathologic conditions such as diabetes, polycystic ovary syndrome, acne, neurologic diseases, cancer, and the amelioration of respiratory and cardiovascular disease risk factors. Now, I've always said that when you hear something that is a cure-all for everything, it's probably snake oil. This is the exception because there's solid science behind this stuff. And
right. And as you know, there are the reason why the ketogenic diet even came to be was because the high fats that come into the brain help children and other individuals
with epilepsy
lessen their degree of seizures.
That's right.
And I mean, that's totally clinically documented.
Well,
and then also,
let me throw something in on that. This is from the Annals of the Academy of Neurology, Ketogenic Diet and Other Dietary Treatments for Refractory Epilepsy in Children. And it says, let me see, the efficacy of the ketogenic diet is better than most of the new anti-epileptic drugs.
Mm.
There's nothing wrong with fat per se. Nope. It's just that in our culture over the several last decades have been, our generations have been fat is bad. But we're also looking at, ketogenic does not mean you can eat bacon and butter for the rest of your
exactly.
life.
Exactly.
Ketogenic
Atkins
means
said that.
High plant fats versus animal fats.
Go ahead, Daniel. Daniel wanted to say something. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, I think at this point, or where we at, society just kind of has this, or has created this bad connotations that go with the word fat.
Oh, yeah.
You're not talking into the mic.
Oh, sorry.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Going back to what you were saying about eating processed foods, even if somebody isn't necessarily following a specific diet, if you're not eating processed foods, that will, you know, make you healthier in general.
Well, we've talked about this a bunch of times that so they did this study in Norway, right, where people who ate more fish had less cardiovascular events. So what's the American way is you so okay so we're going to take all these fish and put them in a vat and render them down to a pill and then we're going to take the pill and think that that's somehow going to help us.
Omega-3s.
Yeah, and it just turns out that if you eat the fish, you're not eating other shit that you shouldn't be eating. And so, because
Seattle fish have been found, Seattle salmon and Pacific Northwest, and I came from the Pacific Northwest, they've been found to have like opioids in the flesh of the fish.
Wow, yeah. Because it gets into.
No, I'm not kidding. That's a study.
People
so it's like,
piss
okay,
and,
so where
know,
are we going now?
It comes from the sewer. People either flushing medication or urinating and defecating into the, you know, and then they process the water and they take out the stool and stuff. But, you know, the water still has molecules suspended in it. Hey, Chef Shannon, let me ask you a question.
Here's the thing. Fish is good and great, but be aware of where your fish is coming from.
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever cooked Escalar? She's just cracking herself up. Hey, Chef Shannon, have you ever cooked Escalar? Is she there?
No, enlighten me.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Escalar is also
Escalar?
Called Escalar, E-S-C-O-L-A-R. It's also called butterfish. And if you eat more than six, it's also called butterfish. And if you eat more than 6 ounces of this stuff, you will defecate pure orange oil for like 24 hours. It's hilarious.
And so let me ask you this. Why would you like me to eat that?
Now, I don't want you to eat it. I just wondered if you'd ever cooked it.
I want you to eat it. I'll be honest. I'd like the after story of this. You got to call back in.
What a riot. How about this?
I'll eat it with you together. We'll do an experiment together.
I'll say I'm eating it, but I don't know.
You can have a party and serve it to everybody.
It's supposed to be a delicacy, but it's like, why in the hell would anybody ever? I just wondered as a chef if you'd ever been asked to cook that stuff. Because I went to a restaurant where they actually had it.
I'm a chef and I'm a caterer and I've worked for some pretty high profile people and no one has ever asked for that. But if they ever wanted to, as a chef and a caterer, that would be my job and I would seek it, source it, and find it, make it, and serve it.
Or if they ever piss you off. And it's like, oh, I've got this.
If you ever find yourself on the show Chopped, you got to just cook that.
That's only reserved for my friends and family if they ever piss me off.
Hey. So, Chef Shannon, plug your website. Do you have a book that you're plugging as well?
I don't have a keto book that I'm plugging as well, but okay. I will absolutely. Simple Keto for the number 4life.com.
Okay.
And obviously Facebook.
Yeah.
What's
your Facebook, though?
Weird, crazy. My Facebook is Simple Keto for Life.
Oh, okay. And then your Twitter?
The number 4.
And
the number 4.
Okay, and your Twitter?
Simple Keto for Life.
What's your Twitter handle?
Same thing.
Oh, okay. No, all right. Well, you made it simple. Okay, once you get it once, you've got it.
Well, no, I know, but here's the thing is I am a chef and I'm a cook and I do all what I do. Somebody reached out to me, a professional reached out to me and said, hey, you should do this. And I was like, well, that's all great, but I'm not socially media. I'm not a social media person, so she's done this for me. So her and I are business partners, and
it's like seeing she's got the all cat this out again there for me
on my behalf.
In the Matrix,
which is lovely because all I really want to do is just be in a kitchen and write recipes and share them with people.
Well, that's
Shannon,
awesome.
Are you drinking coffee right now?
Not nearly enough.
Oh, I think you are.
Well, I think you're delightful, and I'm so glad to meet up with somebody.
I wish I had some of that, whatever she has.
With someone else.
We can find you some.
No. And
cocaine's a hell of a drug.
It's only 10:30 in the morning here in Arizona.
Okay.
It's only 10:30 in the morning, but it's like 115 degrees already. So that might be part of it. I don't know.
Awesome. Well, listen, I'm so glad you're here, and I'm glad to have a kindred spirit on the old keto front. Go check out my article
agreed,
at drsteve.com.
Agreed.
If you check out my article at drsteve.com, it's the top article that's up there right now. It's just called
Ketogenic Diets. Keto and Heart Disease?
Yes. And
I've been there. I've been there.
Okay.
I've done my research. You're all that.
Awesome.
Well, you're all that and a bag of pork rinds, which
awesome.
Are keto-friendly,
God, there's
incidentally.
Nothing, there's nothing better than that. Can you make gourmet pork rinds? There has to
if
be a way to do
to?
That.
Yes, please.
Because down here,
you know,
they're just chicharrones, it's associated with rednecks eat pork rinds. But, you know, there's got to be a way that you can make a pork rind. If you can make pork bellies into something good.
Yeah, you got to class it up a little bit.
Well, here's the thing. I lived on a community co-op as a chef. I lived on a community co-op in Oregon.
Well, you were a chef
in the
there?
Country in Oregon. And we raised everything.
Surprised.
And if you need me to, I can send you pictures of the pigs that I've, you know, done these things.
Oh, you shouldn't call those fat people that.
You got to be nice, Chef Shannon.
Yeah.
You got to, come on.
But they were yummy. They were yummy. Let's just leave it at that.
All right, good. Well, listen, thanks so much.
Have a great day.
Feel free to call in anytime. And keep
thanks
in touch with us on Twitter, okay?
Reach out to me. Darling, bye.
Will do. Okay, thanks. Bye. Goodness gracious. Well, she's very into what she's
energetic,
talking about.
Yes.
It's 10:30 in the morning for her. Damn. Like,
I need a nap now.
She's hype. Like that's like she's living her best. You know, I notice people from there's certain states where if you're from there, you have to tell people that that's where you're from, I guess, just to remind people that the state is still open. Like,
right. Yeah, it's weird. I think of Idaho, it's like, do people actually live
there? Yeah, people still live here. Like, yeah, there's a couple of us here.
I never heard anybody living in Idaho.
or like Utah or something.
Yeah.
Like, what's in Utah?
Yeah. If you're from North Dakota, you have to let someone know within 30 seconds of talking to them.
We've been talking about keto a lot because I put that article up on Twitter. And we've got another call. Area code 609. You're on Weird Medicine.
Hey, Dr. Steve, how are you?
Did she steal your thunder? Because you were calling about keto too, right?
I was, but mine's a little bit different.
Okay, we'll just do a whole damn keto show.
So, question.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so my mother is trying to figure out how to reduce her seizures. She's 72 years old. She just had a large meningioma surgery three or four years ago.
Yeah, meningioma.
And,
it's
pretty dicey for a little bit. And she's on a lot of medicine, but they've started to reduce it. Now she's only on two different meds, and she went to the doctor and tried to say, hey, if I do a keto diet, you know, would you think about reducing even more? And they said no. So I'm trying to get her sold on keto, but she's afraid to try it because she doesn't know if she's going to be able to tell if it's even working since she won't get off the meds.
Right, right, right. Well, that's the thing. Yeah, you know, if you're taking a medication every day to prevent something, how do you know if it's working? Well, if it's something like if she was having seizures every day and then she starts taking a pill and now she has a seizure every 6 months, you can tell. But now she's on meds and she goes on the ketogenic diet. Is that going to how is she going to know if it's doing anything if the meds were working perfectly to prevent her seizures? So
the
thing that she could do if she's interested in doing it, and the research shows that ketogenic diets work for adults too, not just kids, that and she can just go ahead and do it, and then as they're reducing her meds, if they get her all the way off and she never has another seizure, then that maybe it helped. It's hard to know whether her seizures have just resolved now that her brain is healed after having that meningioma removed. You know, there's no way to tell. Yeah, okay. The only way to do it would be to not do the ketogenic diet now and let them taper her off her medications. And if she starts having seizures, then go on the ketogenic diet, see if they improve. That would be really the only way to demonstrate for sure that that diet is actually preventing those seizures. But, you know, I don't know if I would, you know, that's a little bit dicier way to do things, you know. But that would be one potential answer to that.
Okay. So another question. So I'm on keto and I've been on it for a while, but I'm trying to do intermittent fasting too. Do you recommend doing both or is that just too crazy?
Well, intermittent fasting has shown to be beneficial for people, particularly for weight loss, and ketogenic diet has been shown to be beneficial for people for other things. You would think combining the two would be great, but there's no data on that whatsoever. So I can't, it seems like it would be okay, but, you know, the great thing about the ketogenic diet is you don't have to fast on it, you know?
Yeah, agreed. Okay.
All right.
All right. That was easy.
Cool, man.
Thanks, Dr.
All right. Take care. Give your mom our best. Right. You guys got some music
going? I will. Thank you.
There we go.
You got some, yeah. You know, I need you to get it going so that I can just sort of pot it up.
There we go.
It'll get easier.
Well, Lady Di, you're rapping. I don't know if they told you that. Yeah. Because I was really looking forward to that. Actually.
No. Nope. Ooh, I like this.
To Calvin in California. Our ramp salt friend and Jesse, who are on hold. If you guys can hold on, we're going to get you on the next show. So we'll pick them up. Jesse's calling in about sleep issues, so that'll be pretty interesting. So, All right. Thanks always go to 49 Cent, a.k.a. Cliff Andrews. Well, you got anything to plug other than your ETN comedy gig?
Obviously, check out that ETN comedy gig in August. Rants in My Pants on YouTube.
Rants in My Pants. And thanks to Lady Diagnosis, who's getting down to Daniel's buttery beats.
Mm.
Not yours, though, John.
An album
yours
name.
Too, John.
All right, Moogfest John and Daniel. Daniel, you got anything to plug? You want to plug any of your gigs or anything?
Into the mic.
I don't really have any gigs coming up, but I do have a SoundCloud.
Okay.
And that is it's just soundcloud.com/ Official Aladdin, but it's spelled A-L-E-D-I-N.
Oh my God.
Dr. Steve loves that. Spell it wrong.
You're never going to get anybody going there, but if you spell things weird.
I know what you mean, but it's an anagram of my own name, so it's just...
Okay, so it's Official A-L-E-D-I-N.
Yes, but it's like...
Official Aladdin.
Yes, exactly, actually.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thankfully, Google has like...
We got to talk about your last name, too, because it's a weird last name.
It's Renteria?
Yeah, that means I will rent, or I would have rented, right? In Espanol.
Something like that. I guess it could also, in a way, mean like a place where you would rent things.
Oh, a thing, like a Renteria, like a... Okay, yeah.
Like a pizzeria.
Like rent a center.
Exactly. Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
See, I'm with him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. If it has an accent on the here. I...
Got it, yes, thank you.
If it, the literal translation would be, I would rent. Which is just a weird last name.
Yeah, I believe it's from Portugal or something like that.
You don't know.
My maternal grandmother's last name was I Own Things, so it's fine. No worries. It's not a funny joke.
No, it's pretty funny. My maternal grandmother's last name would get the hell off my lawn. All right. Thanks.
Mine was Wenis.
Thanks.
Anyone
to
cares?
Thanks to Super Android 23 for supplying us music. We can't forget Rob Sprantz, Bob Kelly, Greg Hughes, Anthony Cumia, Jim Norton, Travis Teft, Eric Nagel, Roland Campo, Sam Roberts, Pat Duffy, Dennis Falcone, Ron Bennington, and Fizz Watley, whose early support of this show has never gone unappreciated. Listen to our SiriusXM show on the Faction Talk channel, SiriusXM channel 103, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern, on demand, and other times at Don Wicklund's pleasure. Many thanks to our listeners whose voicemail and topic ideas make this job very easy. Go to our website at drsteve.com for schedules and podcasts and other crap. Until next time, check your stupid nuts for lumps, quit smoking, get off your asses, and get some exercise. We'll see you in 1 week for the next edition of Weird Medicine.